Good morning, Packers fans. Happy Monday. Welcome to Packers Daily here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. That's right. Where is it? There it is. Symbol Monday. That's right. It's Symbol Monday. What does that mean, Aaron? Well, I'll tell you. This Packers Daily is brought to you by Symbol, S-I-M-B-U-L-L. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to trade sports teams like stocks and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Symbol has blended sports and the stock market to offer you a new way to invest and profit off your favorite teams. If you believe in the Packers to be good year in and year out, if you believe in Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, Aaron Rodgers, hell, maybe even Jordan Love, it's time to invest in them on Symbol. A lot of you earn actual physical shares of the Packers. Symbol allows you to purchase virtual shares of teams in a stock market format that allows you to profit off your investment. Buy low, sell high, earn cash payouts, and make money off your sports knowledge. Join the 3,000 plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.symbol.app or visit the link in the description to create a free account when you deposit. Make sure your promo code is CHEESE. That's promo code CHEESE for a $10 deposit bonus. If you are a Packers fan and you believe in the direction of this franchise, might as well make a little money off of them in Symbol. Good morning, everybody. How was everybody's weekend? Hope everybody had a fantastic Saturday and Sunday. I know I did. Had a fun time with my girls on pizza night on Friday. Don't mess with pizza night, people. I tell you, no getting around it. Oh, Tom starts us off with the news of breaking over the weekend, not NFL-related, but football, a different type. What are my thoughts on the European Super League? Mo money, baby. It's all about the money. You know that. Come on. I think it's hilarious. Now we got everyone running around talking about, any player who plays for the Super League is not going to qualify for the – or is going to not be allowed to play in the World Cup. What a fucking mess. I'm here. Rest easy. Thank God Bubbatron's here. Everybody, Bubbatron's here. We can all relax. Love the hoodie, Nags. Thanks. Stay on target, baby. 10 days till the draft. Stay on target. Any news on players opting out of workouts? Brandy, you clearly missed my video, but which went up overnight. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that the Packers in phase one of the offseason program will be completely virtual. So there's no fear of missing any type of in-person workouts because they are not required. Now, what the Packers have pretty much done is bought themselves basically 4 weeks until phase two. We'll see how things play out between the PA and the league regarding COVID protocols and what have you. The players who have the workout, especially the large workout bonuses like David Bakhtiari, Aaron Rodgers, Za'Darius Smith, etc., Kenny Clark is another one who has a pretty significant workout bonus. They have to participate in just 84%, a little over 84%. It's like 84 point something, something percent of offseason workouts to qualify for said bonus. So it's not like they don't show up on day one. They don't get their bonus. They have to participate in, like I said, a little bit over 84% of the workouts. So, and that means be present, etc. It's the whole reason the Packers have design contracts and put these bonuses in these contracts the way they have over the past decade plus is because they want their star players, they want their name players in the building with the rest of the squad. And it's something that goes way back to Mike McCarthy and Andrew Brandt when Brandt was still in the building. You know, McCarthy really wanted to try and work and get everybody together in the offseason. Now, obviously, that's a coach's dream. It's what they like. They like guys all together. They like control. There's no two ways about it. The PA has done a lot of pushing back on this type of thing over the last several years. It was their big kind of push during the last CBA negotiations prior to the pandemic. But the Packers, by far and away, have the most money tied out in workout bonuses across the league, a little over $5 million, to ensure that they get their guys in the door. But at least for the start of these this off-season program this year, the first 4 weeks will be completely virtual. So that starts today. So guys like Aaron Rodgers, David Bakhtiari, et cetera, will be having classroom sessions via Zoom, much like they did last offseason. Trivia back for tonight. Yes, Fred, trivia will be back. Thanks for your patience. Sorry about Friday. The cloud was not our friend. But hopefully we'll have that worked, sorted, and trivia will be back today at 5 p.m. on the YouTube channel. Nags, how much time would you spend in Green Bay for camp this year? That's a good question, Favorite Nation. Hopefully at least about 3 weeks, I would think. Usually what I try to do is get there right before, like, you know, whenever they have the shareholders meeting, which they've kind of kicked around that timing the last few years. But shareholders meeting, start of camp, you know, they'll have I think they'll probably have another ramp up period, much like they did last year. So there won't be as much padded work early on, but hopefully I'm there for the first 3 weeks or so, kind of start of camp through family night usually is how long I can push it until I just got to get back home. But yeah, hopefully about 3 weeks, but we'll see. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Draft this year, quarterback in the first, running back in the second, tight end in the third. It's not about drafting for needs. It's about sending a message. Joker laugh. Ben, I think the internet would melt. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Is Savage a good option for the slot free safety position? Stanley, yeah, if you're talking about the star spot that Pete Doherty wrote about a couple of weeks ago, I think Savage is a perfect fit. Now, that would entail probably having to draft a safety in this draft to try and take over that deep middle third role. I think obviously both Savage and Amos are a bit better towards the line of scrimmage, although Amos was very good in coverage last year. But yeah, I think that would really suit Savage and his skill set. But we'll see how they play out. I mean, this is a lot of pontificating on the outside. We have no idea what they're considering in the building, but I wouldn't hate it. I think it'd be pretty damn good. David Huff, please trade down. David, I'll call Brian and let him know. Why aren't they all vaccinated by now, SMH? Yeah, well, it's not required, so they're not. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Which would be weirder, Rodgers or Favre in a Bears jersey? Got to be Favre, right? I mean, they both made the Bears their bitch, so both of them would be very, very weird. But at this point, Favre, just because he's 60 years old, and it'd be odd to see a man that old playing football. No, I kid. Both of them would be weird, but to me, Favre was like, he just absolutely owned the Bears. I mean, he damn threw 5 touchdowns in 1 game against him. So, I don't know. To me, that would be weirdest. Any D-line targets you like in the first besides Barmore? Not in the first. I think they're all probably day 2 guys for the most part that I like. I know I love Osa. You guys know that, but he's a day 2 guy. That doesn't matter. I mean, you take him at 29, though, I'm not going to hate it. I mean, you're practically in the second round at that point anyway. But yeah, I think Barmore is the target on day 1 if he falls. I'm excited for the draft. Silas, see, you're the one. No, I'm kidding. Of course, yeah, the draft is fun. Draft is great. 10 days. Can't wait. I keep hearing about the star position. Is there any prospect that fits the mold well that the Packers could target? Yeah, the safety from Oregon would be great. But I don't think he's going to be available at 29. But we'll see. Prime Rodgers or Prime Favre, who wins in the QB challenge? Probably Rodgers. I think his accuracy would probably win out. Favre probably had a little bit more of rocket fuel in that arm, but in the QB challenge aspect of things, trying to put the ball in certain spots, give me Rodgers on that. Rodgers threw 6 TDs against the Bears. Yes, he did. He did indeed, but he didn't do it on a bum ankle. Favre literally wasn't even going to play that week. Iron Man, baby. You calling Kenny a second rounder? No. What? Go Pack Go. Corey is still the best. Yes, Jared. Yes, he is. Chances Packers actually host a 2024 draft. Ryan, I think the chances are pretty good. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's a done deal or anything like that, but this is the 2024 draft has been kind of the target, and I'm going to be very surprised if they don't get it. Even if they don't, let's say they don't get awarded the 2024 draft, I think it's only a matter of time until they do host a draft. The league knows that, you know, they're never going to host a Super Bowl. This is as close as they can come to a major event in Titletown. The expansion of Titletown and the surrounding area is only going to continue to grow. It makes a world of sense. It can showcase the uniqueness not only of Green Bay but of the league and embracing of the Packers as a real kind of different franchise. And I just, you know, again, they're never going to host a Super Bowl, so this is the league's way of, you know, kind of giving them a little bit of a spotlight in a way that probably would never happen otherwise. Other teams trade draft capital before the draft. Does this limit them to who is on their board? Is it worth trading before the draft? Brandy, it doesn't change the board per se of a team. Let's say if somebody trades away a bunch of picks, they still have the board stacked the same way. It's still guys in the same set of tiers. You know, it's just your ability to select those guys is obviously diminished, but it doesn't change your preparation in any way, shape, or form. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Remember that QB challenge where Favre just waxed everyone on the distance challenge? Man, that was a lot of fun. Pappies. Yeah, those were good times, man. Some of those, almost all of those old competitions are up on YouTube somewhere, and they're a lot of fun to watch. You get a lot of the old school guys. Like, there's one where Favre and Steve Young and there's somebody else, maybe Troy Aikman, are all in one together. It's amazing. Have we signed Sheldon Richardson yet? Oh, Joseph, I'd love that, but we all know that ain't gonna happen. Come on. One, you know, they're just not their style. Two, they got no money, as we talked about before. I mean, where are they going to get the money for Sheldon fucking Richardson? You know, the Browns cut him because he was due, like, what, $12 million. He's going to want to make that up. It's like, it's like J.J. Watt all over again. You know, they're not going to be able to approach Sheldon Richardson money. I mean, I hate it. I'd love it. I'd love it if he was, if the Packers did pick him up, but I don't see how they're going to do it. I just know we're going to trade back. Jared, everyone says that every year, and every year Brian trades up. So maybe embrace the trading up, because I think it's going to happen again. The draft will never be normal in Cleveland. Resign Grady Jackson. What a blast from the past. There you go. I saw Adam's tweet about Keenan Allen. That would be an insane duo at wideout. Just a pipe dream, I tend to think. Yeah, that's a pipe dream. He's been tweeting about Keenan Allen for literally 5 years. Yes, it would be amazing. No, it will never happen. As awesome as it would be. Never mind the draft. I'm looking forward to Cheesehead TV drunken draft coverage. Look, I put out that clip a couple weeks ago of when they traded up to select Jordan Love, but it was right before we knew it was Jordan Love. And then I'm clearly having like 3 hours worth of drinking hit me all at once because holy cow, they're actually going to draft a quarterback. I vow I will be much more lucid this time around when the Packers pick. Oh my goodness. William, super chat. Thanks. Jake Ryan. This could go any way. I mean, is this the movie character? Is this the former Packers linebacker? There's a lot going on here. What else we got? Yosh, 9 minutes practicing without a bonus. He loves the game. Mick, that's phenomenal. Yo, let me get that hoodie though. Joseph, if you go down below on the YouTube page, right below, there's a shelf with a link to our merch store. You can get that there. Stay on target, baby. And if you can't find it, just go to cheeseheadtv.com. At the top, you'll see a link that says shop. Just click that link, shop, and scroll down. These are on there. All of our reactions were like that, Nags. Yeah, no doubt. With 3 comp picks, I see us trading up for a player in round 2 as well. It's very possible now that those comp picks are tradable. Still weird to me. I'm still not used to that. Like, I know it's been a few years now where you are allowed to trade compensatory picks, but for so long, you were not allowed to do that. So still trying to get used to it. But yeah, I mean, it adds to their haul. It adds to their ammo, their ability to maneuver up or down the draft board. So I think there's a good bet. Yeah, because that's the other thing. I don't see them adding 10 new players to this squad. But hey, I've been wrong before. Heard one of the mock drafters saying that linebacker from Notre Dame would be a good fit for the Pack. Would you agree with that? Yeah, but I don't think they'd ever spend the draft capital to get him. Who is the better season if completely healthy, Lazard or MVS? MVS. Nags, is there still 55 on the game day roster like last year? That's a really good question, Brandy. It is undoubtedly something that the league and the PA will continue to discuss while they try to hammer out the COVID stuff for the off season, but for the game day stuff right now, as it stands to the letter of the law, I believe, yes, you are at 55, but that could change. They may even bump it up to 56. I think it was 56 initially, but yes, that is in flux as we kind of maneuver the weirdness of COVID times. I do think they'll probably stick not only with the number of game day roster, but also the maneuverability of IR. Because I think most of the personnel people I've spoken with around the league really loved that ability and the flexibility it gave them. I think Brian Gutekunst did a great job of utilizing the ability to bring guys up and down from the practice squad, put them on put a guy on IR for 3 weeks and then bring him back. Really like that system. And I think my guess would be, I haven't read anything or heard anything to this effect, but my guess would be they'll keep that, maybe not in perpetuity, but at least for this season, for one more year. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Better tackle Yosh or Big Dog?
I don't know. I've never seen Yosh play. I've barely seen him suit up. I don't know. Probably Big Dog, I guess.
Deshaun Perry, thanks for the super chat. It feels like Goody is targeting a safety early. Why? Because you saw him at a pro day? Don't pay attention to any of that. Doesn't matter where he's been. Doesn't matter who he's with. Doesn't matter who he's paying attention to. None of that means anything. Zero. Zip. Zilch. He looks at everybody. Just because he got on a plane and went somewhere doesn't mean anything. Don't pay attention to it. I know it feels like Goody targeting to say. It doesn't feel like anything. Zero. Nothing. They could end up taking an offensive tackle. Doesn't feel a thing. Don't pay attention to it. Better player in his prime, Sterling Sharp or Davante Adams? John, I answered this on Twitter last night. It is Sterling Sharp. And I love Davante. Don't get it twisted. So many young kids get all like, oh, you hate Davante. I love Davante. He is a man among boys. But Sterling Sharp was on another level. One of the greatest, if not the greatest player I ever saw play with my own eyes. Thoughts on the Packers drafting a center, possibly? I guess it's possible. I would be shocked if they did it early, though. Their MO throughout the decade plus since, you know, Thompson took over, and obviously Brian is a bit of an extension of Ted, they've done a really good job of finding guys late in the draft who were probably, you know, college tackles that they could slide inside and play the interior. They have used premium picks on tackles, first rounders, but generally they don't try, they haven't anyway, really look to fill interior roles, including center, with early picks. Now, the one kind of obvious standout there is Elgton Jenkins, who was coming off of a senior season where he did play center, but he also played all four other positions. So I would argue that selection was much more about his ability everywhere rather than it was at center. But yeah, I guess they could, but I'd be very surprised. I think they've got more than what they need in-house. Now, if there's like an insane value, remember when Eddie Lacy was taken in the second round, the Packers did not go into that draft thinking we're going to take a running back or we're going to take Eddie Lacy, but the value was so insane to them. They had a first round grade on him. They had a premium grade on him. And there he was at the end of the second round. Ted said, you know, the value was too good to pass up. And if something like that were to happen at the center position where, say, late second round, there's a guy that they have a first round grade on still sitting there, then maybe, yeah, maybe they pull the trigger. But that would be obviously a very hyper-specific example of how, depending on how the board fell, blah, 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 blah. Devontae's production developed the longer his hair got. View the All-22. Sterling Sharp was a beast even with Randy Wright as his quarterback. It's true, Kevin, but I will also point out, and I do this all the time to people who try and give Devontae shit about, oh, Aaron Rodgers makes him. Davante Adams was the one person whose production didn't dip when Brett Hundley was quarterback. Go back and look at those games. Davante balled out. That's why I say, man, I love Davante. Sterling was just different, man. The Yosh era. Hey, sure you know this, but you aren't live on Facebook. I know. Fuck Facebook. No, I know. Yeah, I know I'm not on Facebook. Facebook will be okay for a day. Jesus. Barmore agility scores scare you? I'm going to try to stay calm. It is April 19th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Why on earth would the agility scores of a college football player set to be drafted by some NFL franchise worry me or scare me? Or what was your scare me or you or any of us? to quote Harrison Ford, who gives a shit, man? I mean, yes, I understand why those scores are tabulated and why personnel people look at them and collect them and use them as reference, etc. But man, life is too short to give a shit about agility scores. We're football fans, man. If they draft him, I'm going to be over the moon. I'm going to be excited to watch him play. I'm going to be excited to watch him put on a helmet with a G on it and go after quarterbacks. I'm not going to be sitting there on Sunday afternoon drinking a beer going, I do worry about his agility scores. Who gives a shit? That's just me. That's just something I'm into. You guys are hilarious. That crispy boy, what a handle. Love that name. Thanks for the super chat. Why do we always have to play the 49ers in San Fran? Pisses me off. This is like back in the day when they had to go down to Dallas every year. I hear you, man. It's frustrating. It sucks. You want to get them in your own house. But just think about how much sweeter it will be when it finally happens. It'll happen eventually. We'll get the 49ers back in Lambeau, and then we'll crush them. So it'll be all right. But I hear you, man. Goot cares about agility scores. Take a chill pill. Yes, Gutekunst, who is literally paid by the Green Bay Packers to be the general manager. Of course he cares. It's his job. It's pretty easy. It's not tough, man. Love my draft crush talk. Word. Mock drafts. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Yeah, there's a lot of that. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, here on Cheesehead TV. Don't forget, sign up for Symbol. Join the 3,000-plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.symbol.app to create a free account. And when you deposit, make sure you use promo code CHEESE for a $10 deposit bonus. If you are a Packers fan and you believe in the direction of this franchise, might as well make a little money. Make a little money off of them on Symbol. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. I'll see you tonight for trivia at 5 p.m. right here on the YouTube channel. And in the meantime, please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.